Welcome to Concrete Echo, your Ableton Live 12 blueprint for building a dark, heavy drum and bass arrangement with subsign discipline and that unmistakable jungle swing. This is an intermediate lesson, so we're going to move like producers, not just loop collectors. The whole point here is to build a track that feels designed from the inside out, tight sub pressure, echoing industrial texture, chopped break energy, and a bass line that actually responds to the drums instead of just sitting on top of them. Before we touch any sounds, I want you thinking about the energy curve. That's the real secret here. Don't start by stacking loops and hoping the tune becomes a song. Decide first where the track feels controlled, where it gets agitated, where it collapses, and where it relieves tension. If you get that right, the sound design and arrangement start to make sense automatically. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you want it slightly darker and heavier, you can sit around 172 to 174, but 174 is a classic pressure point for this kind of DNB. Then build your session like a real arrangement sketch, not a sketchpad for random ideas. Create tracks for kick, snare, break loop, hat perk, sub, mid bass, echo FX, atmosphere, plus return tracks for echo and reverb. The separation matters. In DNB, low-end control is everything, and the easiest way to keep your mix clean is to separate the sub from the moving mid-bass right from the beginning. Now, set up your arrangement view in 8-bar blocks and place locators for intro, build, drop 1, switch, drop 2, and outro. This helps you think in phrases, which is exactly how DNB listeners feel the music. A lot of new producers think in single bars and get lost. In this style, you want to think in bar pairs and 4-bar statements. That's how the groove stays musical and DJ-friendly. Let's start with the sub, because that's the anchor. On the sub track, load operator and choose a pure sine wave. Keep it mono, no stereo widening, no fancy tricks, no unnecessary movement. This is the foundation. Set the oscillator to sine, put the synth in mono mode, and keep the envelope fast and clean with a short release. If you want a tiny bit of legato movement, you can add a small glide time, somewhere around 20 to 40 milliseconds, but don't overdo it. The sub should feel locked in, not slippery. Write a bass line that leaves space. That's the big one. A lot of people hear DNB and think non-stop notes, but the real weight comes from contrast. Use a two-note or three-note motif and repeat it with small variation. Let the sub hit on strong points in the kick snare grid, then leave gaps so the drums can breathe. Often, a shorter sub note feels more powerful than a longer one, because it gives the whole arrangement more forward motion. After operator, drop in utility and set the width to 0%. Keep that sub dead center. That's not just a technical move, that's a club move. The lower the frequency, the more important mono compatibility becomes. If the sub is wide, facey, or overprocessed, the entire track loses authority on a big system. Next, let's build the jungle swing drums. Take a chopped break and place it on the break loop track. You can use simpler or sliced audio clips, whichever feels faster, but the goal is the same: create movement from ghost notes, pickup hits, and imperfect timing. This is where the jungle DNA comes in. Don't just write straight hats and clean snare. Let the break breathe, shift, and jitter a little. Use the groove pool carefully. A good starting point is around 55 to 60% timing, with a little velocity variation and a touch of random feel. But here's the important coaching note: don't swing the whole project into mush. Apply the groove selectively to your break and percussion layers, while keeping the main snare impact more locked. That gives you the classic push-pull feeling, where the core is steady but the edges are alive. Shape the break with EQ8. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub's lane. If it's boxy, cut a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If the crack is too sharp, tame the 3 to 6k Hz region. We're going for sharp but worn, mechanical but human. That concrete echo vibe should feel like a brutal city alley with rhythm inside it. If the break needs more body, layer a clean snare under it. One layer for impact, one for texture. That combination is a very reliable DNB move, because it keeps the snare readable even when the break gets busy. Now for the mid bass. This is where the track starts to move from simple foundation into actual character. Load wave-eatable or drift and build a moving restyle layer, but remember, this is not your sub. Keep the low end out of the way. Use detuned oscillators or a saw-based wave-eatable, then low-pass it so it lives above the sub region. Around 120 to 250 Hz is a good place to start controlling the weight. A clean chain here is wave-eatable into saturator, then auto-filter, then EQ8, then utility. Add a little saturator drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to thicken the tone and make the harmonics more obvious. Then automate the auto filter across the phrase. You might open from a tighter filter position to a more aggressive, brighter 1 over 8 bars. That movement is what makes the bass feel like it's speaking. And that's the key phrase here, call and response. The bass should answer itself. For example, bar 1 might be sub only, bar 2 the mid bass answers on an offbeat, bar 3 brings them together and bar 4 leaves a little hole before the next phrase. In drum and bass, space is groove. If you fill everything, the track stops breathing. Let's talk about echo, because in this workflow it's not just a delay, it's an arrangement device. Put echo on a return track and send selected bass stabs, break hits, or effects into it. Keep the delay synced around 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, with feedback somewhere in the 20-45% range. Filter out the low end aggressively, because you do not want the delay clouding your kick and sub area. Use echo as a phrase marker. Throw a snare hit, a bass stab, or a break fragment into the delay at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. That tells the listener that something is changing. If you automate a low-pass filter closing down before the drop, then snap it open right at the impact, that transition will feel intentional and dramatic without needing a giant riser. Now let's shape the first drop. The first drop should be disciplined. It should introduce the track's logic, not reveal every possible trick at once. Start with kick, snare, and the sub-motif. Then add break texture and hat movement. Then bring in the mid-bass response phrase. Then finish the phrase with a fill or an echo throw. That kind of progression teaches the listener how the tune works. Use glue compressor gently on the drum bus. You want just a little glue, not crushed transients. Something like a 10 to 30 millisecond attack, auto or fairly quick release, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is enough. The aim is to keep the drum energy coherent while preserving punch. If the groove starts feeling too busy, try removing bass for half a bar before the snare lands. That little silence can hit harder than a pile of extra notes. DNB loves microspace. A well-placed gap is often more powerful than another fill. To get that true jungle swing, go back to the break editing and work with ghost notes, pick up hits, and velocity contrast. Duplicate a break slice and place it just before the snare, but lower the velocity. Add little kick pickups. Offset hats by a few milliseconds so they feel human. If you're working with MIDI, program a denser 16th note pattern and then remove hits until it breathes. If you're working with audio, slice it and reposition the fragments manually. A light drum bus on the drum group can help, but keep it subtle. A little drive, maybe a small transient boost, and usually very little boom unless you're intentionally designing a bigger chest hit layer. The purpose isn't just loudness, it's motion and attitude. As the track enters the second half, your job is to evolve it without losing identity. The second drop should feel like the same world, but more unstable, more dangerous, or more emotionally loaded. That doesn't mean you need a brand new sound palette. It usually means changing the function of what's already there. You can invert the bass phrasing so the response becomes the call. You can shift the mid bass up an octave for a moment, then drop it back down. You can remove a few notes instead of adding more. Sometimes the biggest variation is rhythmic subtraction. A stripped phrase feels huge because the listener notices what disappeared. Use automation everywhere it counts. Filter cutoff, resonance, echo send, saturator drive, utility gain on FX layers. Those are your arrangement tools. If the tune feels flat, don't reach immediately for a new plugin. Automate the movement first. In a lot of cases, the arrangement needs more shape, not more sound. Here's a useful mental image. If the first drop feels like a rolling concrete tunnel, the second drop should feel like the tunnel is collapsing and echoing back. Same material, more consequence. That's how you make a DNB tune feel like it's going somewhere. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the sub wide. Don't let the bass play through every drum hit. Don't overgroove the whole song. Don't drown the drop in echo. And don't try to solve arrangement problems with EQ alone. If the bass and drums are fighting, rewrite the phrase or shorten the notes before you start carving with plugins. For darker, heavier flavor, a few extra moves can go a long way. Parallel distortion on the mid-bass only can add grit without ruining the core tone. A subtle pitch envelope at the start of a bass hit can make it bite harder. Small resonance boosts at the end of phrases can create a metallic echo tension. And if you really want the section to feel huge, try a single bar silence or drum cut before the switch. The reed entry will feel massive. One of the best final moves is resampling. Once your bass and break combo starts working, print it to audio. Then chop that resampled audio into new fills, transition moments, or texture layers. That helps the track feel less pristine and more underground, which is perfect for this concrete echo vibe. For a quick practice pass, set yourself a 15-minute timer and make a small 4-bar section. Start with the sub and kick snare, add the break texture in bar 2, bring in the mid-bass in bar 3, then strip one element out and use an echo throw in bar 4. Duplicate it to 8 bars and make one switch up with filter automation or a drum fill. If that already feels like the start of a real drop, you're on the right path. So remember the blueprint. Clean mono sub. Separate moving mid-bass. Selective jungle swing. Echo as a transition tool. And arrangement built on contrast, not constant overload. In dark drum and bass, space, phrasing, and tension do more work than raw density ever will. That's concrete echo. Now go build the tunnel, make it swing, and let the sub talk back.